This is a Kaboom Podcast production from BYU Radio.
The eerily friendly Olympia was very helpful in returning the town to a sense of normalcy. The city council overrode Major Wolf's security concerns about it and voted to take advantage of the connectivity it provided. But to the 1952s, Olympia was just one more piece of the paranormal puzzle. They had only been able to sneak back to the Rainbow Gate once. They couldn't risk getting caught, separated, or put under guard, but they weren't idle. Their urgency literally increased with each beat of Chesterton's failing heart.
All 14 machines.
Flight suit upgrades?
In progress.
The Rainbow Gate was impregnable. The army was impassable. So the 1952s had to trust that every clue and mystery would lead to the next, and finally, to a way out of the valley to save Chess's life.
Skinny, turn that off!
Sorry, just cleansing the psychic palate.
Next on our mystery agenda is the true identity of the Smith family.
And now for Chapter 10. Are you human?
Hi, Mrs. McCready. How can I help you?
Summer, sweetie, I didn't think you'd be open.
Here we are. The city council's trying to get things back to normal as much as possible.
Wonderful. Well, I may have accidentally used my phone to swat a fly.
Oh, wow.
And then since it was already broke, I used it to hammer in a nail.
Oh?
And dig in the garden.
Oh, well, I guess that can happen sometimes. You know, I wish they'd make these things more durable. Then they'd really be useful.
You're as clever as you are pretty.
Oh, well, it sounds like you need a replacement. Here's a few you can pick from.
New phones? Are we somehow getting shipments from outside?
No, but it actually turns out one of the Franklin warehouses was packed with all kinds of electronics and a ton of other stuff. So now we can open up some stores again.
Well, isn't that nice? I'll take the pink one.
Great.
I don't know how you're going to transfer everything from my old phone. I had some nice pictures of my azaleas on there.
Oh, that is no problem. Olympia?
Hi, Summer. What can I do for you?
Hi, Olympia. Transfer all of Mrs. Decreta's data to this new phone and activate it for her.
I'll get right to work on that. Your azaleas will be just fine, Mrs. McCready. If you want, I can remind you to water them before the heat of the day.
Oh, well, okay.
All done.
How would you like to pay? Cash? Card? Or we're also accepting the weird new Olympia credits.
I heard about that. It's kind of like Monopoly money, isn't it?
Kind of.
Let's do that then.
Okay, just put your thumb here on your phone. Yep, and look right at that little camera thing. That's right.
Thanks. 118 credits have been deducted from your account, Mrs. McCready. I'm all yours.
That was so easy, it's almost strange.
Mom, we gotta go. Can't believe you're not letting me walk. The diner's like 10 minutes away.
Going on a date with your girlfriend?
No, it's just a little meeting with the 1952s.
Then why are you gazing in the mirror in such a panic-stricken fashion? Maybe you need some moral support.
You can't come, Bonzi.
I have the next number.
In the 1952's equation?
Duh. I've known for a month. It's painfully obvious to anyone with a brain. The number is a place, and they speak a Trek language.
So what is it?
You still don't get it. Bring me, and I'll tell you.
You can't come.
You'll never get into the 1952s without my help.
I got invited to their meeting, didn't I? Without your help. Maybe it's not just about being smart.
So you admit you're dumb.
Ugh. Who would want someone who's such a brat in any club?
What's going on down there?
I have a secret so big, they'll name the club after me.
Yeah, right. Whatever you know is not as big as what I know. You weren't in Mirkwood that night. I was right next to the Rainbow Gate. I saw the... Anyway, you can't come. Mom, can we go, please? I'm supposed to be there at 8.
I bet even if I gave you all the numbers in this stupid equation, I'd be in 1952 before you.
Fine. Let's do your experiment, baby Einstein. What's the next number? Hi, guys.
First things first, Niels. No, you can't copy my homework. No, I don't have a moral issue with it. No, I didn't do it, nor will I. Just thought we'd get that out of the way.
Thanks, Skinny.
Greetings, Niels.
Hey, Jess.
We'll need to turn your phone off.
Hi, Reyna. Sure.
We don't trust Olympia.
Neither does my mom. Is this food for me?
We took the liberty of ordering for you. Cheeseburger, fries, milkshake.
Very traditional for Homo sapiens.
Thanks. Aren't you guys eating?
Maybe later.
Okay. So, you're just gonna watch me eat?
Indeed we are.
If you insist. Well, they have a jukebox here. I'm so sick of light jazz. Want some fries? Vanilla. Oh yeah.
Easy to fake.
The shake?
No, the fact that you're eating it.
Agreed. It's mostly irrelevant, but I have never actually observed him eating.
To be expected, with him in the lunchroom at the cool kids' table, and us under the stairs in Outcast Alcove.
I'd love to eat with you guys. Where's Outcast Alcove?
It doesn't matter. Guys, this is stupid. He eats. Duh. Can we just get this over with?
Get what over with?
We'd like to take a tissue sample from you.
What?
Chess?
Come on, just a small one. A fingertip. A bit of spleen.
We are not taking a tissue sample.
Okay.
Just ask the question.
What question?
Answer carefully and honestly.
Okay.
Are you human?
Lightning Bug Electronics. Summer speaking. Oh, hi. Yep, we're open. Well, I mean, we're closed at the moment, but yeah. Perfect. Alrighty, we'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye. We're closed. Sorry.
Of course I'm human. What are you talking about?
Shh, you fool.
You dummies know my vote. Skinny?
I'm still deliberating.
Chess? Gut feeling. It's the best we can do.
I have no gut feelings to speak of. However, if I must vote, he is most likely human.
I abstain.
Doesn't matter. I vote he's human. And Chess does. Majority rules.
Wait, are you guys serious?
Actually, kind of. For the last month, while everyone else has been getting back to abnormal...
Politics is unusual, as it were.
The 1952s have been attempting to solve the mystery.
What mystery?
The mystery.
The what is really going on and how do we get out of it mystery.
Well, yeah.
And we're running out of time. People are getting hurt. People are disappearing.
Like my dad and sister.
Exactly. And Chess's heart is breaking down.
Really? Wow. How long before...
574 hours and 12 minutes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
We've carefully analyzed all the available data and arrived at three possibilities for what is going on around here. In order of likelihood, we have, first, the Proxima Centauri conspiracy, named, of course, after the nearest star to Earth. Second, the Third World War. And third, the Gondolin hypothesis.
Wow. Okay, so what does this have to do with me being human? By the way, I'm really sorry about the heart thing, Chess.
Your concern is appreciated. The first and most likely scenario...
Most stupid scenario?
If I may. The first and most likely scenario is that your father, Orville Smith, is an alien, android, or other non-human entity.
Ugh, gross!
You just snorted your shake through your nose. Well done.
Sorry, so sorry, Reyna.
Definitely human.
Your number one theory is aliens? I can't wait to hear the other ones.
Ha! You lecturing us about theories and corroborative evidence. Where's a shake I can snort?
It fits the facts. Your dad designs this town complete with an internal security system.
The army.
Food.
Franklin warehouses.
and now an easy way to observe and study us.
Olympia, big sister, which everyone carries with them in their pockets.
We theorize that the energy field is actually the event horizon of an artificial fold or pocket in space, sealing us within an interdimensional laboratory.
Uh-huh. What about the bent man?
One of the aliens, of course.
It all fits!
No, it doesn't. It's stupid. Niels, these geniuses wanted to test their theory by finding out if you are human, which would mean that your dad is probably human.
Or pod person.
But we decided Niels is human, so that's over, guys.
I could be faking it.
Indeed, that is a problem. Aliens this powerful could fake anything.
Except for tissue samples.
Including tissue samples. Look, we're wasting time.
The next most likely theory is the Third World War. Dutch Jakarta's territorial appetites have increased, and the planet is engaged in military conflict.
And they attacked America?
We theorize that the government knew it was coming, and your dad worked with the military to build this town with everything we needed to survive, and a disintegrator field for protection. The field works both ways, so Major Wolf has to keep people away from it.
Why wouldn't they just tell us if there was a war?
We don't know. And it doesn't explain the bent man.
It's aliens, I'm telling you!
Ugh, it's not aliens! It's gotta be the war. And even if there's fighting outside, we need to find a way out.
Yes, we do.
Right on time.
What's up, Gunks? Hey, Niels.
Adam, hey, what are you doing
phone,
here?
Phone, Adam.
Yeah, it's off.
How do you know the phone's not listening, even when it's off?
We rigorously tested 18 phones for electromagnetic emissions while powered down and found them to be inert.
Okay, that's enough gunk stuff. Here's what you asked for. Don't tell anybody.
Ah, the glorious power of blackmail.
Yeah, right.
Niels, you remember the priceless drone you smashed in the park? Before its tragic demise, we got video footage of Adam running and screaming and cowering like a teeny bopper victim in a bad monster movie. Here's the footage, Adam. I promise there are no copies.
No, I promise there are no copies.
Thanks, but I would have helped you anyway. I want to know what's going on. I can't sit around pretending everything's okay.
What are all these papers?
Guys, keep your voices down. Adam works at the Army HQ. Which is also where the MPs work out of.
The military police.
Yes. There have been a series of robberies over the last month.
Seriously?
This is the list of everything that's been stolen.
If we can find a pattern, we may be able to predict the next theft within a reasonable margin of error. We'll be able to set a trap for the perpetrator.
But it's just robberies. How could that help to solve the big mystery?
Because there's only one person in Olympus Dale who would need to steal anything.
Especially now that we're all flush with Olympia bucks.
Who? Oh no.
We're going to catch the bent man.
Bonzi, you are entering a restricted area.
Excellent.
Door. I don't think I've been here before. Interesting. Wait a minute. What's this? A note? In my own handwriting? Dearest most brilliant Bonzi, explorer extraordinaire, there's something strange in this room, but extremely important. Just letting you know, you have been here before. Enter again at your own peril.